You're hearing about debt and downgrades and seeing stocks slide? Well, let's get to the bottom of it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Standard & Poor's today said it's going to see how its downgrade of U.S. debt will affect state and local governments, insurance companies, and government-backed mortgage providers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, to see how those ratings will be affected as well. On this first trading day after Friday's announcement, markets are where you'd think they'd be. Oh, yeah. We're down more than 3% for the Dow. As a matter of fact, just about 3%. 341 points at 11,102. The NASDAQ down 3.5%. Same for the S&P 500. Europe's down anywhere from 1.5% to, 4% in Paris right now. Europe did, central bank in Europe, by the way, did lay out a plan to buy billions of dollars worth of Italian and Spanish bonds. But that didn't help. Asian shares sank more than 3.5% today. The price of gold has gone above $1,700 for the first time ever as investors look for a safe place to put their money. Oil, by the way, is down to $83 a barrel. All right, we're going to get a little context on all of this, what exactly investors are doing this morning in their big sell-off. And Marketplace's Jeff Horwich is with us live with that. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Steve.
So are the markets, we're down, about 3% now on average? Are we in full-on freak-out mode?
Well, full-on freak-out, it's kind of a subjective term, but I'm going to say...
It's technical, though, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They use this all the time. I'm going to say yes, at least a modest freak-out for the moment. There was a big plunge right off the bat, and some of that may have been automated or sell orders people put in overnight, that kind of thing. Markets made this brave little encouraging attempt to say, hello, it's not so bad. But at the moment, we are down all the major indices around 3%.
Yeah.
I think few investors were surprised by this news, but they clearly are not happy about it.
It's not just the downgrade, right? People are talking seriously about another recession. I mean, should we brace ourselves for the worst is yet to come scenario?
Well, in times like these, stock market-wise anyway, it's important to remember the market is kind of its own planet. It's affected by this real world we live in, but it also has a logic all its own in which bad times turn quickly into bargains. I just talked with stock analyst Hillary Kramer, who told me to expect a very good day on Wall Street.
Traders on the street were all expecting that we're going to be going into rally mode really soon. Stocks were cheap historically, not very cheap, modestly cheap, 2 weeks ago before we went into this downturn.
Kramer, not bullish on housing, though, we should say, because of the effect on mortgage rates from the S&P downgrade.
All right, Marketplace's Jeff Horwich joining us this morning. Jeff, thanks.
You're welcome.
So who's next? Which country do investors and economists think is headed for the same fate as the United States? A lot of folks seem to think France's rating will be cut next. The BBC's Rob Young reports.
France may be next on the downgrade hit list. Some analysts say French debt levels are as unsustainable as America's. Neil McKinnon is an economist at VTB Capital, an investment bank in London.
The debt level of France is the highest among all of the Eurozone AAA-rated countries, and its government budget deficit is the second highest. In addition, we know that French banks have the most exposure to Greek debt, Irish debt, Portuguese debt within the Eurozone.
If Greece, Ireland and Portugal struggle to repay their debts, France could be in trouble, and that's what has credit rating agencies worried. But it's not just France who risks the loss of its top-notch credit rating in Europe. Belgium and even the UK are seen as vulnerable to a downgrade. The US, as the world's biggest economy, may be able to weather the storm of a debt downgrade. However, smaller countries may not. I'm the BBC's Rob Young for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
After the financial system meltdown, Congress decided bigger hedge funds should disclose information about who is investing and how much money they're investing, which could be a big boon for something called the family office. Economy 4.0 special correspondent David Brancaccio is with us now from New York to talk about it. Morning, David.
How you doing?
Doing well. What is a family office?
Well, it's not a home office with a printer, file cabinet, or a cat. It's an investment company that only deals with the money of a single family, a single very rich family. And here's the thing, Steve. Family offices don't have to disclose detailed information under the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Law. Information like the names of investors, dollar figures. The privacy of a family office is attractive to folks who get nervous if you or I knew just how much money they have.
Now, why is this in the news, though, David?
Well, because the Financial Times reported that a very successful, very famous billionaire, name of George Soros, has politely asked investors in his own big hedge fund to take their money and leave the fund for good so that he can run his investments inside a family office. By the way, beyond the prying eyes of regulators.
Now, do family offices have to report to, say, tax authorities?
Yeah, they do. But a tax return isn't exactly a public filing. Marian Mihalidis, the managing director of a Chicago-based umbrella organization for these things called the Family Office Exchange, says disclosure makes no sense.
What is the point when they're managing their own family assets? They're not taking outside investors, that there's no public interest to protect.
So who can get in a family office and who can't, David?
Well, regulators have been getting more strict on this point. They're allowed to take blood relatives, quite a few steps removed, and they can take spouses, but usually not the spouse's blood relatives. So your nice brother-in-law probably can't get into your family office, Steve. In fact, the Family Office Exchange is holding seminars for families to get them up to speed on the new stricter rules. And hedge funds are worried about losing business.
Lives of the rich and not so famous, eh?
You bet.
David Brancaccio with Marketplace's Economy 4.0 series. David, thanks. And finally, for months, Google has been testing cars with no drivers. And last week, near the company's headquarters in California, one of those driverless cars was involved in a minor fender bender. No one was injured. A spokesperson, though, said that the accident happened while a human was manually driving the driverless car. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.